All right, ladies, here we are for possibly one of the more important lessons that we have. And a lot of us underestimate the power of communication, but it's really what enables us to bring everything together and is what enables us to be able to predict that we can bring this into the future. Because when we commit to a certain way of thinking for ourselves and then we invite others into supporting us, that is where the integration really comes into play and how it becomes so, so powerful. So when I talk about communication, it comes back to this idea that if we want long-term transformation, it's got to be the information plus the implementation plus the integration into our own lives and making it fit within our real world context. And that is where we add in a splash of communication to really take it to the next level so that we can communicate first and foremost to ourselves, and so that we're clear ourselves, so that we can then in turn invite others into this as well. Okay. And so the purpose of this video is, first of all, we want to get you crazy clarity moving forward, as in, like, no doubt about it. You know exactly what you mean, you know exactly what you want to say, and you know exactly what the language is that would craft that in a way that is efficient and effective. But also, again, this is just another way of recommitting to yourself yet again and to have the language to do that. But also, if you are clear on what this is and who you are and what you're doing and how you relate to food and how you relate to your body and all that, if you're clear, you can help others become clear, okay? And then if you choose to, you can invite others in to your journey, because a lot of women feel very alone and they think that if they, you know, say, hey, I'm on a diet, they're going to be unsupported or the opposite of supported, right? And so this is the ability that if you choose to, you can then have the language to go invite others in. So there's 10 micro questions that are going to give you the little bits of micro clarity that you need. And this video is going to guide you through that process. So it won't take you very long, but there are 10 little micro questions. And all of these answers are the questions, or these questions are going to yield you the answers to get both that internal clarity and that internal communication and external, so that you can then go craft the language that you need, or we are crafting the language that you need to go communicate it to the people that you care about and that you want to invite into this process with you, okay? The truth shall set you free. So just be real with yourself. Get really real with yourself as you take yourself throughout this process, okay? So why is this so freaking important? Why is the communication piece of the puzzle so important and the glue that's going to bring all this together? Well, here's the thing. If you don't get clear on what you say about it and the language that you want to use about it, right, you're always going to be dragged into the old conversations or other people's conversations. So, like, you know, we've all been there where people are like, oh, why are you eating that? Or are you on a diet? Or are you supposed to eat that? Or whatever it is, right? There, you're going to, by default, be dragged into the default conversation, which we've learned, you know, what most people have learned is that weight loss mentality. And so if you don't get clear on what you say about it, you're always going to be at the discretion of the default. But also, it's not up to them, like whoever them is, whether it's your partner, whether it's your friends, whatever, it's not up to them to get it or to understand it. It's up to you to help them understand. Like, they can't understand if you don't help them understand. If they think that you're on a diet, it's up to you to clarify what this really is to them, to you, I mean, right? But also, this is about you, right? You're not trying to convert others into this way of thinking and living. You are simply making it easy for them to support you and to invite you in. So this isn't about communicating so that you can get them on board to do it themselves. It's about getting them on board to support you, okay? And whether, trust me, they're going to be inspired and influenced just when they see you showing up as you. Nobody needs somebody that they're close to saying, you should do this or you should try this. This isn't about converting them into this. This is about getting them and giving them the language and the clarity that they need to support you in the ways that you most desire, okay? Clarity is what's going to give you confidence, and clarity is what's going to enable you to communicate and in turn connect with those that you're truly desiring to connect to. And first and foremost, that goes through yourself, and then it can be extended outward to others, okay? Again, the truth shall set you free. So let's go ahead and dive in. These are some 10 micro questions. Again, none of this is really anything new. We're just bringing it all together and, again, integrating. Okay? So question one, this is how I now view / use / relate to food. So just to give you the context, before you started this journey, food was something that you controlled. The focus was on food. Now you relate to it as food, right? And you are the one influencing you and in turn how you show up around food. Now, these are my words. I want you to find your words. How do you now view and use and relate to food. Is food vitality? What is food to you? How do you now relate to it and view it? And what's the language that actually describes how you feel? Go ahead and stop the video now and do that exploration and come back and press play, and we're going to go on to question number two. Beautiful. Question number two, okay? This is how I now view and use and relate to my body. So hopefully your body is no longer something that you're trying to control and punish and restrict and deprive, right? Is it something that you feed? Is it something that you fuel? Is it something that you connect to? What is your new relationship with your body? So how do you now relate to food? Now, to your body. I want you to be aware of not putting things in the context of what it's not. I want you to focus on what it is. So as opposed to I'm not restricting and controlling my body. Now, I want you to put it in the frame of what you are doing. So I'm now using it to connect to it. I move in the direction of peace of mind and acceptance. These are the kinds of things I want you to get clear on. How do you now view your body? Is it your partner in crime, or is it something that you punish? Keep that in mind as you're doing this exploration. Okay, so go ahead and stop the video now. Press pause and then come on back, and we're going to move on to question number three. Beautiful. Question number three, same kind of theme here. This is how I now view and relate to and handle stress. What do you do when stress comes? What do you know you most need? How do you set yourself up to respond and not react? How do you now view and relate to and handle stress now that you know what it is and know how to influence it? Question number three, go ahead and stop this video and then do that exploration and then come back, and we're going to move on to question number four. Beautiful. Question number four, moving right along the spectrum of all that we've done. This is now how I now view and relate to and handle my emotions. So how are you taking care of your emotional health? This is how you now view and relate to and handle your emotions. Go ahead and stop the video, do this exploration, and then come on back for question number five. Awesome. Question number five is, this is how I now see my journey. So I want you to think about it in the short term and the long term, the now version and the forever version. So here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with you still wanting to lose weight and get fitter and more able-bodied and all that and look, move, and feel better in your body. But there's a bigger picture now. Like, we've been working towards freedom and permission and love and acceptance and connection and all those things that women want and all those things that you need and all those things that you've committed to. So if you were to now describe your journey, because remember, it's not about before, your journey was probably like described as, it's a weight loss journey, or I'm trying to get, you know, smaller, or I'm trying to, air quotes, get healthy, even though you didn't know what that meant. What is the journey now? Again, we're trying to communicate with ourselves first that we have the ability to connect or communicate with others. So stop the video now and do that exploration, and we are halfway through. Come on back. We're just going to keep dialing this on in. Awesome. Halfway there, home stretch. We got this. Question number six. This is the strategy that I'm now using. Again, we're looking at the now and the forever strategy. So again, most of us, we're coming in with an eat less, move more strategy. What's the strategy now? Is it mindfulness? Is it intention? Is it influencing you? Is it creating structure with freedom? What is the strategy? What would you say about it? Again, not what you think I want you to say. What would you say about the strategy that you're now using if somebody asked you? What would that strategy be? Go ahead and stop the video and get that clarity now. Beautiful. Question number seven. This is the best friend, champion, woman that I'm choosing to be for myself and to myself throughout this lifetime. So who are you choosing to be for yourself? What, again, another way of asking this is, like, what's the journey that you're on with yourself, right? When you talk about this idea of becoming your champion, your best friend, or the woman that you most want to be and that you'd be proud of, and you're choosing this for yourself, if you were to tell somebody else about it, like this journey of, like, hey, I used to be treating myself in this certain way, and now here is who I'm choosing to be. It's not always easy. It's not always simple, but it's who I've chosen to be. Who is that? Who's the best friend and the champion to yourself that you're choosing to be? And if you were to explain it to others, what would you say? Go ahead and stop the video now and get that clarity, and then come on back. Just a few more to go. Home stretch. Awesome. So this one is one that it's like the elephant in the room that I always have to address with women. And we've talked about it before. And now I want you to get even clearer. Why is this time different? You already know why this time is different. So maybe put yourself in the voice of the fear of people that are doubting you or wondering like, oh, is this another diet? Not that you have to prove anything to anyone. You just have to be like clear yourself. But why is this time different? And I just want to give you a little clue, right? What if it was, we talked about this, like what if it was as simple as because I freaking say so, because I'm choosing this time to be different, because I've decided it to be different, right? Choosing as in this is the path I'm choosing and the conversations I'm choosing to entertain. Deciding as in I'm eliminated all other options. And I finally found something that I want to commit to, as in make it non-negotiable. Commit to practicing and becoming forever. Your answer doesn't have to be anything like evidentiary. You might not have specifics about why this time is different. It can just be a mind and brain tweak and a decision. It really can be as simple as a decision. So I just wanted to give you that little bit of a hint, because don't make it so complicated. All you need to know is why you know that this time is different. And I want you to get that clarity in words right now and jot it down. Just first thing that comes to your mind, go ahead and dig a little deep if nothing comes to your mind right away, and stop this video now and get that clarity. Beautiful. Two more questions to go. Question number 9. What's the evidence that confirms or proves that this time is different, right? So what have you now witnessed to know that this is the best path for you? Again, we need to start collecting evidence, because when our doubt kicks in, we need that evidence, right? So how do you know? Like, have you found freedom? Have you found like, oh, you've overcome your carb phobia? Have you found that mindfulness and intention makes you feel good throughout the day, and you're not feeding that depression or that anxiety? Whatever it is, what's the evidence that you've acquired so far that confirms or proves this? And the other side of it is, You're the other factor. You're different this time around. So how are you personally different this time around? That's part of the evidence as well, okay? So what's the evidence, like the things that you've witnessed and experienced, and how are you different this time around, okay? Go ahead, stop the video, get that clarity now, and then come on back for our final question. Beautiful. Last question in this micro clarity. Who do I need to communicate any of this to, right? So that means who, and then what do you want to say? So this is the one question where we're taking it from an internal conversation to an external. So all of your answers for 1 through 9, all of those answers, is there anyone that you feel the need to communicate this updated version of the conversation to? Who do you need to communicate to, and what do you want to say? So this is the only thing, again, we can't get clear on what we want to say to others unless we're clear for ourselves. So we got that clarity now. And here's the other thing. You might realize, like, I don't need to share this with anybody. It's nobody's business. This is only my business. This is my journey. But that's for you to decide, okay? So I want you to stop the video and decide, who do you need to communicate to, and what do you want to say? Go ahead and stop the video right now. Do that exploration and come on back. And I've got one little bonus exercise for you, totally unrelated, but it's going to solidify everything that we've talked about in this video. So go ahead and stop the video, do that exploration now, and come on back, and I'll share the bonus with you. Beautiful. So great job. Hopefully now you can see how this can integrate into your life, how it doesn't have to be such a touchy subject for you and for the people that you are close to, that you, once you get clear and that clarity, that's what's going to breed confidence, and that's what's going to breed that connection. Okay. So here's my bonus for you. Okay. Music is so powerful. It can fire and wire new experiences immediately. And so what I want to help you do is I want to share with you a few different types of soundtracks that I share with my clients, that once they create them, they can kind of zap themselves back to a place and a feeling. So for example, imagine like the last time you were driving down the road and you heard a song come on the radio, and it immediately like zapped you back to a memory of the last time you heard that song. I bet like if you really scoured your mind's eye, you could maybe like picture like what you were wearing or what you ate that day, or maybe a perfume or a smell or a scent. We create these like snapshots in our sensory system. It's a sensory experience of the senses, right? And so the cool thing is that that happens with music anyways, but what if you mindfully and intentionally created experiences that you want to create in your nervous system? So these are just 4 different soundtracks that I've created and I share with my clients that are super helpful for, again, kind of like breadcrumbs to lead us back to a certain experience in our nervous system that we want to recreate. So the first one is your inner compass soundtrack. And some people might look at this like an empowerment soundtrack. What are some songs that you can collate and you can create like a YouTube playlist, a Spotify playlist, maybe just on your phone or your iPod or whatever, but words or songs that will bring you back to the version of yourself that you have drawn that line in the sand and committed to, your inner compass soundtrack. So I have on my inner compass soundtrack, I have, you know, Sarah Bareilles, I have Natasha Bedingfield, I have Mattis Yahoo, I have all these songs that just like the lyrics and the melodies, they remind me that I am my own unique person and that I decide my life and that I'm the one in charge of my destiny. And these are the kinds of things that I need to keep coming back to. But also remember, my inner compass is acceptance, connection, care. So these songs, they bring me back. So you don't need more than a few songs, but what are some songs that would make up your inner compass soundtrack? What about, I call it your fuck it soundtrack, which is when you feel like throwing in the towel, when you feel like saying fuck it, when your inner bitch comes in and says, you know what, why are you doing this? This is just who you are. You're never going to get past it. What are some songs that would counteract that? Yeah, you might find there's some crossover with your empowered inner compass soundtrack. But think of it like, what do you need to remind you? Like, no, stay on the path. Times are not as hard as you think. And, you know, maybe you're just a good conversation or a good laugh or a good night's sleep away from coming back to who you really are. So what would your fuck it soundtrack entail? Your relaxation soundtrack. This is pretty self-explanatory, right? If you need to relax, if you need to connect to yourself, what would that look like? And then last but not least, I call it your walking therapy soundtrack or your moving therapy soundtrack. So remember, we are trying to disassociate exercise as this like chore or this burden. And we're trying to put it in the category of like, what if it was medicine? What if it was therapy? So what if like, you know, if you had a dog, you would make sure that you walked your dog every day, right? What if you just started walking yourself every day and you gave yourself a walking therapy soundtrack where it relaxed you, it energized you, whatever that is, right? Maybe it's whatever, it motivated you, it empowered you. Maybe it was a combination of all of those things, right? Now, if you're not as connected to your body yet as you will be in the future, that walking is a great place to start because everybody knows how to walk, right? But if you are connected and you can just get lost in movement, this can also be your moving therapy soundtrack. But again, what soundtrack do you need to get you feeling good, just walking at a chill pace, using movement and walking as therapy? So those are the four most common soundtracks that I kind of prescribe my clients. And I just wanted to give you the ability to, again, take what you've communicated and what you've gotten clear on communication-wise and put a wrapper around it and fire and wire a new experience in your nervous system, okay? Again, just a bonus, invitation without expectation, but I wanted to give you something practical and applicable that you could use to just bring it all together, okay? So that is it, my dears, okay? You now have the whole system. Every answer to every question that you could ever have will be found in these modules, but don't hesitate to reach out. Submit your questions to the help desk, show up to the calls, show up to your one-on-one calls, get the support that you need, and I can't wait to continue helping you bring all of this to life. Keep it going, and I will talk to you the next time that I talk to you.